You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mshaguit avantuchun hayu barzankene, yevur vod hadnik eglisvin, hon hadnik avokche. Good morning, happy Palm Sunday. It is Sunday, March the 28th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Rai, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Darilitzes for this week, March 28th, 1997. Today is the 24th Darilitz of Richard Gasparian. March 28th, 2005. Today is the 16th Darilitz of Martha Avedishin Flory. March 29th, 2001. Monday is the 20th Darilitz of Shake Elizabeth Kalunian. March 29th, 2015. Monday is the 6th Darilitz of Richard Dildarian. March 30th, 2010. Tuesday is the 11th Darilitz of Elizabeth Jabakjurian. March 30th, 1982, Tuesday is the 39th Dadalts of Gladys Nahabedian Shoemaker. March 30th, 2013, Tuesday is the 8th Dadalts of Peter Jamgochin. March 30th, 1984, Tuesday is the 37th Dadalts of John Shelebian. March 30th, 1996, Tuesday is the 25th Dadalts of Zevart Apkarian. March 31st, 2011, Wednesday is the 10th Dadalts of Beatrice Manoyan Boris. March 31st, 1998, Wednesday is the 23rd Doubts of Helen Donabedi and DiCiccio. March 31st, 2014, Wednesday is the 7th Doubts of Rose Morabian. March 31st, 2000, Wednesday is the 21st Doubts of Roxy Sarabian. March 31st, 2006, Wednesday is the 15th Doubts of Diramide Rose Kasabian. March 31st, 2019, Wednesday is the 2nd Doubts of Alan H. Kevorkian. April 1st, 2019, Thursday is the 2nd Doubts of Edward Onanian. April 1st, 1992, Thursday is the 29th Doubts of Hagop Madoyan. April 1st, 1994, Thursday is the 27th Doubts of Siranush Delgarian. It is also the 27th Doubts Thursday of Teresa Rupenyan. April 1st, 2008, Thursday is the 13th Doubts of Harold Kazarian. April 2nd, 1982, Friday is the 39th Doubts of Sadie Martesian. April 2nd, 2012, Friday is the 9th Doubts of Anne Gedigian. It is also the 9th Doubts Friday of Eugenia Pajogian. April 2nd, 1995, Friday is the 26th Doubts of Margaret Shamarian. April 2nd, 1996, Friday is the 25th Doubts of Elizabeth Kenoyan. April 2nd, 1997, Friday is the 24th Doubts of Rose Marachin. April 3rd, 1991, Saturday is the 30th Doubts of Samuel Kalustian. April 3rd, 1995, Saturday is the 26th Doubts of Nubard Jake Sarkeesian. April 3rd, 2006, Saturday is the 25th Doubts of Michael Sahakian. Iveri Nierusachem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
There were
And as I've been doing the whole month of March, Ani Emjin passed in 2015. The whole month of March, I've been playing this song for her, Ani Ani by Puzant. And we will always remember little Ani Emjin here at the Armenian Radio Hour. So this one's for you, Ani. With that, we'll be starting our Palm Sunday programming. And I hope you've enjoyed that music. But it is Palm Sunday, so we will be continuing with that. Let's see. This is with the late Reverend Father Haysub Revon Samorian. And I believe this was taped in 2004. It's one of those really old cassettes that then we re-recorded. So hopefully you will enjoy this as much as I have over the years. It's very inspirational. It tells us the story behind Palm Sunday, and here we go.
Great Palm Sunday. This week is called Holy Week, and for the next 30 minutes,
The Very Reverend Father Revon Samoyan, the former pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Armenian Church, will be our guest. And now, Holy Week.
In the Armenian Orthodox Church, the final week of Christ's life is called Holy Week. During this week, each day has a theme. Monday, the sterile fig tree, which bears no fruit and is condemned by Christ. Tuesday, the wise virgins, who unlike their foolish sisters, were vigilant and prepared when the Lord came to them. Wednesday, the fallen woman, who repents and gives her wealth to Christ, as contrasted to Judas, who betrayed Christ for money. Thursday is dedicated to the Passover meal which Christ celebrated with his 12 apostles. Also, Judas's betrayal and Christ's washing of the feet of his disciples. Thursday also marks the arresting of Christ, his imprisonment, trial, torment, and passion. Friday commemorates the crucifixion, death, and burial of Christ. Saturday night proclaims the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while Easter Sunday exclaims the joy of the great resurrection. The story of how Christ raised Lazarus from the dead ends the period of Lent. On Saturday evening, the eve of Palm Sunday, a hymn of the Armenian Church relates, with the raising of Lazarus by which the dead were given hope, the descendants of Adam were also raised. Thus, as we emerge from our Lenten penitence, we are first greeted by Christ's promise of the resurrection of all mankind, as related in the Gospel of John. Feast of Christ's triumphal entrance into Jerusalem. Having raised Lazarus from the dead, Christ was hailed by the people as the Messiah and new King of Israel. By entering Jerusalem, riding on the white colt, the Old Testament prophecy was fulfilled. The people hailed him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And they spread flowers and palm branches before him. Palm Sunday brightly illustrates the coming of Christ. Today the created rejoice with gleeful blessing. Heaven and earth coming together resound in applause. Today on Mount Zion the nard has spread its fragrance. The rose glows with color of intense red violet. Thank you. morning, palms are blessed in church and distributed to the faithful. The faithful follow in procession as they celebrate the great and triumphant victory of Christ's entry into Jerusalem. With this, we also enter into Holy Week and attentively accompany him through his passion. The service of the opening of the great doors is accomplished in the afternoon, just as through the raising of Lazarus, Christ opened the doors for the resurrection of all mankind, and in like manner, he showed us the way of the cross and invited us to witness his passion and share in his resurrection. So the church symbolically opens its doors that the faithful may enter into the kingdom of God and come before his throne. In this manner, the faithful follow Christ, the second Adam, who redeems our sins and leads us back into paradise, from whence Adam was expelled due to his disobedience. Faithful gather at the porch of the church while the priest kneels before the great doors. As he raps heavily on the door three times, the priest chants, "Open to us, Lord, the door of mercy." And from within a voice demands, "Who are they to open the doors of the Lord?" And the priest responds, "Not only the just, but also those who confess and repent." And the voice from within exclaims, "But this is the door of the haven from all troubles, the house of God." And the priest concurs, saying, "Truly the Holy Church is our mother, hope of life, truth, and salvation, and the way to Christ." Hear I and my children with me. Listen to Christ with one will and heed his word, and the voice from within bursts. "Come, you who are blessed by the Father, inherit the kingdom which was prepared for you from the beginning of the world." And the priest cries out, "Open the doors of justice, for I would enter and confess to the Lord." Holy Week is accomplished Thursday evening when the people gather at the door of the church and the priest comes to his knees, as did Christ, and washes the feet of 12 men, as was done to the disciples. The hymns and mood are spellbinding as the priest anoints their feet with oil and washes them. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 13, gives us this account. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the head of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? And Jesus answered him, What I am doing you do not know now, but afterwards you will understand. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you will have no part in me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he is clean all over, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, You are not all clean. When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me a teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. As evening progresses, the services are dedicated to the betrayal, arrest, torture, passion, and the trial of Christ up to the hour of crucifixion. On this late evening, perhaps the most beautiful and stirring music of the entire Christian church is chanted. The mood is deeply silent and mournful. The church is in complete darkness as 12 lighted candles, one of them black, symbolic of Judas the traitor, witnesses the passion of our Lord. The hymns are almost frighteningly beautiful and in some way unearthly. Six sets of laments are chanted, each followed by a gospel reading depicting Christ's betrayal, imprisonment, torture, trial, his sentence, and finally his crucifixion. As each one of these chants is accomplished, two candles are extinguished. In the end, the church is plunged into total darkness as the bishops, priests, clerks, and people pour forth their very spirit and resound with an earth-shaking voice the hymn of crucifixion. Foot to foot, stretched across wood, lane upon wood, the bitter fruit of crucifixion transforms life into death. Hung between two unrighteous ones, here was the naked figure of the lawgiver, whom the blind unbelievers could not see except for one of the thieves. And the hymn continues to depict the final hour, telling us how he was given vinegar to quench his thirst for water, and his wound inflicted by the spear of the soldier. And as his mother watched, the heavens roared and the ground heaved, giving forth the skull of Anne, saving
of the thief in the final hour. The thundering roar of the chant suddenly increases, and the church is in total darkness. A disturbing silence seizes upon the faithful. Then, in a trembling, distant, and lamenting sound, the voice of a young tortured male cries out the words of Christ to his mother. This touching lament is found nowhere in the recorded ledgers of the liturgical books, and is apparently introduced in the 17th century through pious provincial tradition. And here are the heart-rending words of Christ to his mother, as expressed only in the Armenian Orthodox Church on this one night of the year, at the moment of Christ's crucifixion. Have filled with burning tears. I have no one to wipe them. They spat upon me, beat and whipped me, and they put a crown of thorns on my head. They affixed me to a wooden cross. I am covered with blood. I asked for water and was given vinegar by the hand of the unrighteous. Take heed, my mother, whom I love with all my heart. As long as I live, yet again shall I wait for you anxiously, lest you should arrive too late and find me dead.
Oh,
Crucifixion and death upon the cross. The crucifixion service is accomplished at noon with the reading of Psalms. Holy Friday evening services concentrate on the entombment of Christ. Herein is read the Gospel of Matthew. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there sitting opposite the sepulchre. And that evening, in church, a white tomb is placed in the chancel of the church. The tomb is adorned with flowers and during the services is taken in procession around the church. Whereafter the faithful approach and kissing the gospel, take a flower from the tomb to their homes. The great liturgy of Holy Saturday is celebrated the great resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the people joyously shout out, Christos Haryavi Merelos, Christ is risen from the dead, and we sing the Easter Candle Mass liturgy, Hymn of the Resurrection.
From there, we're going to Palm Sunday. This is with, this is a really, really old one. It's with Reverend Shahe Altunyan, Carl Arashan, Jenny Garabedian, and Roxy Nigerian on the organ.
Zagazad, inch keretzik, uvorkan khorortavor gochum. Hazar in a harur darineru sharka, Che garovatser mashetnel parka, Vusemutun orvan. Aha messian khautian ishkana, Takavor gyanki, Havidenaganutian, Huisa ampits hokinerun, Petaniaen Yerusalem guka, Avanagim vran nstats. Karune. Zagat and Zarer, Lerner, Zorer, Hashter, Ganachatzatz, Zarigner, Irenz Pajagner and Ver Parsatzatz, Gatsanzan Anarmu, Irarug Kiswin, Avedeluhamar, Irenz Ararchin Kaluste. Աշագերտ ներուն ծնձությունը երանդը անզուսպ է, հրեական բասեքի դոնին անհամար ուղտավորները ծովերուբ ես կալեգոծին Հիսուս նազովրեցին դեսնելու համար, անոնց ծնձության ավաղաղները երգինք կբադրեի նսելով, ով սաննա իպարծունս, որդնյալ է անվոր դիրոչ անունով գուկա, շատ ու շատ էր, իրենց կապաներ և հակուսներ գպրեին ճամպուն վրա, ուղտերով, հույսերով, հավատքով լեպլեցուն։ Արմավենեի, ցիթենեի թալար ջուղեր, ծերկերու մեջ թրոշակներու նման գծածանին, գճախկեն ոլորդը երգինք հասցնելու համար ով սաննաները։ Պատմություն արձանագրած է հաղթական գամարներու դագեն, ավելի փառավոր ու շուքեղոր են անցած շահերու, սուլտաններու, Կոստանտիններու, Ալեքսանդրներու, իշխաններու անունները, բայց անոնք սրդերու և հոգիներու մեջ դեղ չեն գրաված, անոնք այժմ բալադներու, կրատարաններու, բադերու զարդը միայն գմնան, անոնք պաշտամունք չունին, անոնք առնելու մեջ փարիկ փնդրեցին, նազովրեցին դալու մեջ դեսավ կերակույն փարին։ Խաղաղության համար անոնք մանուկներու իսկ արյունները թափեցին, մայրեր լացուցին իրենց զավակներու թիակներուն վրա։ Խաղաղության համար նազովրեցի Հիսուսը իր արյունը, իր սուրբ արյունը գտապեր քողքոթայի վրա խաղաղության սիրույն։ Անոնք հարստություններ գպաժնեին ուրիշներու արտար քնդիգով շապված։ Նազովրեցի Մեսիան ինքը գպաժնվեր սրդերու և հոգիներու մեջ։ Մեսիային դված օվսաննաներու մեջ գաղերու, գույրերու, անդամալույզներու, օրտնված մանուկներու, սրպված գիներու օրտնությունը գա։ Երախտին երբն է անիգա, սրդափուխ և հոգետև, միշտ անուշ, միշտ աստեցիկ, միշտ նորոգվող և հավիտենական։ Երգրպակելի հիշադակին ձագազարդի, այսօր թարցյալ և միշտ քոչենք Hosanna, Ortnyal Yekyal, Anvampyarn.
I hope you've enjoyed our Palm Sunday programming. Now, the last song or two of the morning, you know, I have to do our birthday babies. I'm going to put on some Razmig Amian right now, and I'll tell you about our birthday babies for the week. Okay, March 29th, tomorrow, Jason Martesian's birthday, also celebrating tomorrow, Ani Diarbi, happy birthday. On the 31st, happy wedding anniversary to Flo and Ken Odgers, celebrating number 17, happy anniversary. March 31st, Alexandra Lynn White's birthday, happy birthday. April 1st, Diana Shapshapian. And on April 3rd, David Norelli, my nephew, who I'm actually visiting this week. This show is pre-recorded, by the way, but... I'm out in Denver visiting David and his family. Also celebrating a birthday April 3rd, Kiara Albanese. Happy birthday, Kiara. Happy birthday, happy anniversary. Let's listen a little bit more to Razmig Amian.
Աշխարը քեզ նման, չկա չէ դու մի հատեսան նման, սիրել եմ քեզ ուզում անվեճ, չունի մեր պատմությունը սկիզբ ու վերջ, չունի աշխարը քեզ նման, չկա չէ դու մի հատեսան նման, սիրել եմ քեզ ուզում անվեճ, չունի մեր պատմությունը սկիզբ ու վերջ.
And that was Razmig Amian. We're going to end the morning off with a Hayach Chig CD. Love this CD. These are the girls, they're women now, but the Junior Choir of St. Sagan St. Mesrob Church, 2009. Can you believe it's that old? I just love it. զարոյի զուրախացուր գուրախանաս մեր ժամանակալրացավ շղալչուն սերին համարս դեսուչուն մինչավ հարջիկա գիրագի արավոդ. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. Today's show was pre-recorded, but typically we're live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by me, Sona Tarayan, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. You're listening to us right now on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday.